Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 127.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Hi, my name is Brendan Lowe, and welcome to episode number 127. So I'm going to be finishing off the second part, the last seven measures or so of Time Remembered to this transcriptions. I went through a lot the first time. It was very, very dense, so I'm going to keep it short this time. We're only going to do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more measures, the last 8 measures before Bill goes into some improvisation. But it's very, very dense. Hopefully you guys learned a lot on the last episode. And to get the second half of this, well, I'll just post the whole thing as well. So I'll post the whole transcription here. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast127, jazzpianoschool.com/podcast127. So a couple new things and changes happening, obviously. I always want to produce free, informative content. That's what my goal has always been, to inform the listeners and give you guys as much education as possible. And in order to do that, it's, you know, obviously hearing from me is fantastic. I only have so much to teach, right? And I could continue to do this podcast, you know, forever, and just, you could just listen to me. But I feel, and this is the way that, you know, I've come across things, is that I feel it's very informative for you guys to get different perspectives, right? Get different educators. That's what I've always wanted Jazz Piano School to be about. So with that in mind, two things are going to be happening. We're going to be releasing a Bill Evans, and I talked about this last podcast, I believe. Excuse me, we're going to be releasing a Bill Evans specialty course on arranging in the style of Bill Evans. So basically, you can take the specialty course. It's very, very short. It's not as complex as some of the other specialty courses we've released, the Soul Piano System and Accompanying Singers. And when I say short, I don't mean short. I just don't mean it's like a 14-lesson specialty course. Like some of these huge specialty courses I release are very, very thorough. Not to say that this isn't thorough, but it's just, it's huge. But this is very, very specific and focused. And what it does is going to allow you to take any tune and create a Bill Evans style arrangement in a specific manner with specific instructional steps on how to do that for any tune, so you can get the sound, the atmosphere that Bill used for arranging. And that's why I'm doing all these different types of content on Bill, because we're going to be releasing this specialty course. Now, if you're interested in that, go to jazzpianoschool.com/Bill Evans. I don't know why I broke that up like that. jazzpianoschool.com/Bill Evans. And you'll see a sign-up list there to get on our emailing list to get more information about the release of the specialty course. It's going to be coming up very soon, in the next couple of weeks, and you'll be able to get our release, discount release on this specialty course. Now, the thing that I left out. Now, you can take this this style, this arranging style, this process, okay, that's very, very condensed. It's short. It's going to allow you to directly take any tune and honestly use a 4-note style, 5-note style, and then a freestyle to arrange any type of tune like Bill Evans and get the sound that Bill had. Now, the great thing about this, and in reference to the points I was initially making, is this course is not taught by me. This is going to be taught by Dr. Joe Gilman, a very, very well-known pianist all around the world, played with Bobby Hutcherson for a long, long time. Has done so many different types of gigs, just extraordinary professional pianist, has been an educator, taught at Indiana, all over different schools here in Sacramento, all over the world, all over the country. Amazing, amazing man, very, very kind, amazing educator, just knows so much about jazz piano, and his playing is absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend you check out all of his albums, just huge, huge influence on me and a lot of other people in the jazz piano world. So he will be teaching this course. This is his method that he's put together for all the Jazz Piano School students and anyone else interested, the Bill Evans style of arranging for any tune. And again, this is a condensed process. It's not going to be huge. It's only going to focus on taking a tune, breaking it down systematically, step by step, so that you can create a Bill Evans type arrangement. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Again, for more information, go to jazzpianoschool.com/Bill Evans. Okay, the other great thing is that I'm going to be bringing on some other podcast guests to do podcast lessons for you guys, right? So they're going to have a lot of different experiences than me. They're going to have a lot of more information, different types of content, different types of education to give you guys. So I think that will be fantastic, and I can actually learn from it as well, which is I'm super excited about, to actually listen to the podcast podcasters that I'm going to bring on and continue my education as well. It's just great for everybody. So I think that's really fantastic, and I think it's going to help everyone else a lot as well. So with that all being said, let's dive right into the final remaining measures of this episode. Here we go. All right, so on this last eight measures, we ended at the C minor. So we have this, let me turn the volume up here just a little bit. We have this chord, the C minor 11-9 chord, which is very, very standard, right? We have the 1-5 in the bass, 10 up top, right, the third. Now Bill's adding the 11, the 7, and the 9. And again, if you just take out the extensions, right, he's doing a very, very common two-hand style voicing setup, which we teach in Jazz Piano School 2, one of the setups. So it's 1 and 10. You're going to add the 7. And then from here, you can fill in any sort of extensions. You can add the 5 if you want down in the foundation, which he does, and then adds the 11. Oops, sorry about that. Adds the 11 and the 9 as well into the equation. So from here, now he goes up and has this fourth pattern going into the F sharp minor 7 chord. Now, if you're kind of adding on, I should say, if you haven't listened to the first episode, you should highly do that, highly recommend that. But I'm continuing from where I left off. So this is about 3/4 down the page. We're getting into the last 8 measures of the tune here of the transcription. Okay, so we're going into the F sharp minor. Here's the C sharp. Now Bill Goat jumps up here. He has this little fourth voicing, right, fourth harmonization that he does, and then moves into the, right, the F sharp minor 7. So it's kind of a segue or a lead-in into the F sharp 7. Okay, so on this F sharp minor 9, right, he has 1-7-3. Again, a very, very common setup in two-hand voicing setup. If you can stretch 1-7-9, then your right hand is left for all opportunities. It can do whatever it wants, which is really, really a nice thing to do. Even if you can't reach this, you can still roll it, which is really nice, kind of break out the voicing here. Again, you don't have to, I don't know, my keyboard's doing that, I'm sorry. You don't have to break out the whole thing all at once, right? So you can just do it, you know, kind of feathered like that. So, and then in the right hand, he has the 9 up here, and again, the 13 right here in for the F sharp minor 7 chord. Okay. Now, here, his right hand's continuing. So it kind of has this movement here that goes like this, right? So it drops from these extensions into just the standard 5 and 7 here, right? So he actually moves, he's creating movement into that type of position. Now, after that, he's just going to drop up to this, right? A very nice drop 2-ish voicing, right? So he has this, he's taking this voicing over the F sharp, and he's using a drop 2, right, combination for the voicing. So basically, he has the 7, the 9, the 11, and the 13 again, but he's taking the B and putting it down here. So he's having a drop 2 and then the F sharp in the bass, right? Very, very, very nice thing here that he's doing right here. Now from here, okay, he moves down. Now what's going on here necessarily? This took me a while to kind of figure out and look at a little bit more, but here, these are just inversions, right? So if I put this in root position, we have a diminished triad moving down to a C sharp root position chord. Okay, so my analysis of this is he's just creating movement down into the B minor 7, right? So the C sharp is moving into the B minor 7, and this diminished chord is resolving to the C sharp, moving down into the B minor. So instead of, you know, a lot of times in jazz, we can lead into chords. So for example, in this B minor 7 chord that we're leading into, instead of just playing the B minor 7, we can go C sharp and then down into the B minor. Or we could go, right, to lead into chords. So again, Bill is going from the diminished, so he's having more movement to lead into the C sharp, which then leads into the B minor 7. So it's kind of just a downward progressing movement, but again, obviously he's doing it in inversions here, right? Okay, instead of root position chords, right? And then finally, he moves into the B minor 7 there. Now here's our, they're actually, let me see, he has 1, 5, 9, 3, 7. Very, very nice voicing. Again, this is one I would put in your toolbox too, right? A lot of times we might place this, something like this, and then have 1 and 7 down here. But what he does, he's actually just has 1 and 5. He puts both of the shells in his right hand, and then he adds the 9 here to create this 9, 3, this half step, which is very, very beautiful combination for that B minor 7. Okay, so from the C minor, I'll go back a little bit. We have the C minor. He has the fourth. He's harmonizing his melody here in fourths, right? And then he's harmonizing again the melody with this drop 2. Okay, and then he has this movement down into the B minor 7, diminish, C sharp minor 7, and then into the, sorry, not C sharp minor 7, just C sharp minor without the 7, and then B minor 7 here with the 9. Okay, now once he, again, he's doing so much. So as you can see, once he hits chords, he's jumping up to do more. So he hits the chords, and then he's jumping up to actually, you know, add on more things to the measure, right? So he hits this chord. Now what he jumps up to here, right? He has the 3, 5, 7, 9, and then 13 again of the B minor 7. So he has this. So gorgeous, just gorgeous, gorgeous voicings. Okay, so he's adding on the 13 now from here. He had the 9 here before, right? And now he's jumping up to add the 13. He still has the 9 here, right? And now we walk down, as we walk down this little path, I guess, of voicings, right? He moves to this, so he has, and you really need to kind of hold this out, right? In order to hear that bass note, right? How beautiful is that? And again, if you'll notice, so many of his movements are symmetrical, meaning if he shapes something, like in fourths, he's creating all fours. Now, in this case, he's shaping something with a triad on the bottom and a fifth on the top. Now, he keeps this shape and movement as he flows down. He does that so much throughout the tune. Like if he's harmonizing in fifths, he does all fifths. If he's harmonizing in fourths, he does all fourths, right? He creates a shape, and then he takes that shape, and he moves it down, right? So gorgeous. So it sounds like this, right? And then finally he leads into the G minor 9 here, which again, he doesn't even have the root yet. He's kind of feathering the chord. So he adds it in on the third beat of the chord. He adds that root in. You don't even hear the root yet. You just hear the shells and the extensions of the chord. So we have 9, 3, 11. He has a nice little cluster here, right? Look at this cluster here. This is a very good tool to put in your toolbox too, these different types of clusters. So 9, 11, no, sorry, 9, 3, 11, 5, and 9 again, right? All right, so from the B minor 7, gorgeous, right? He adds in the bass note, then again, he takes this this kind of interval here, octave here at this point, but then he switches the octave. Okay, and then he has this. Basically, he's just harmonizing this, his little melody here. This time he actually does switch the intervals, right? So he has octave, seventh, right? Sixth, and then finally into the E flat major, right? So from the G minor 7 again, he has this 1, 2, 3. Sorry. So again, feathering the chord again. So he leaves out the 7, adds it in, and then adds in the sharp 11 on top. So 1, 3, 5, 9, doesn't play the 7, adds it in, adds the sharp 11. It's a really, really good trick to use in your harmonization, is kind of breaking out the chord in different types of ways. You could have done it, you know, you could have done this going up. You could have done, you know, but again, it's based off the melody. It's based off what you're looking to do. So Bill does this, and then he has this little third movement pattern leading up here. right? So the sharp 11 with the 6. Again, just thirds here. Right? He's just harmonizing in thirds up his major 7 Lydian, right? So here's your Lydian scale. He's just taking thirds from the Lydian scale, just creating a nice little movement here. Right? Which leads into our D minor 7. Beautiful, right? And then here it's just a very simple 1-3-7-9. And then just the melody. Okay, and then which leads into our C minor 9. All right, so one, he chooses to use a fourth here, right? He puts the 11 down here. This is more of a modal sound he creates, right? With that fourth voicing, one, this is all fourths stacked up, right? And then he puts the 13 on top. Okay, he actually doesn't have the 9 in here at all, even though that's kind of what, you know, real books and chord changes will say, C minor 9 here. And he just goes back and forth with that little melodic. Now, finally, this note in the left hand on the next measure moves down to the 3, but everything else stays the same. So he has this. There's where the 9 comes in on that change. Okay, so he doesn't have the 9 in that first measure, right? And then he's got beautiful, beautiful intervals. Like, the use of the intervals throughout the entire tune is absolutely amazing, right? His second here, going to the major 7th. Right, going into the 6th, right? Listen to that. Right, gorgeous, gorgeous. So, going back and reviewing these measures again, a lot of dense stuff happening. I'm just going to talk through this quickly again. So, from the C minor, we have the fourths, right? And then these movements here going down into the B minor 7, right? Jumping up. So, again, this stuff, right? So once you hit your chord, you can jump up. This is so gorgeous. I need to steal more of this. And again, this voicing here, right? 3-5-7-9-13. Right? I would recommend practicing this in all keys. Just take this voicing, play your bass note, right? Play this voicing, exact voicing in all keys. Put the 9 here, then 13, right? Then move to maybe E9, minor 7, right? And then maybe A minor 7, right? Such a gorgeous voicing. That 13 in a minor 7 chord is very, very pretty. Right? And then not putting the root in on the very downbeat of the chord. You can feather it in. He could have done that too. You could have jumped down. Or you could have jumped. You know, all the different types of bass notes and all the registers are gorgeous. Again, feathered. Right, again, feathered, so 9, this is just the melody here. Absolutely, absolutely gorgeous, right? So much great stuff happening here with this time-remembered tune. And again, you know, it's with these intricate little voicings in his ballads and things like that that really makes the harmonic movements come to life, right? To study this, study Keith Jarrett. I'm sure they got a lot of the stuff from Bill. He was one of the main kind of influencers of this certain harmonic style movement of feathering and kind of breaking up the melodies and creating these inner voices that move and flow into the next chord. Brad got this. And again, it's a lot of it comes from classical music as well, the way the harmonies move inside the main foundation of the voices. So go back through the entire tune, right? And I highly recommend a lot of the stuff that's Bill is doing in here with different types of movements and creating this type of sound from a tune can be systematically broken down in the specialty course we're going to be releasing by Dr. Joe Gilman, who's going to be educating you on this. And again, if you're interested in more information when we release this course, which is going to be coming up in a couple weeks, again, very specific, very condensed. It's going to allow you to take any tune and approach it in a 4-note style, a 5-note style, and a freestyle to grab the essence of the Bill Evans style, arranging style, to create atmosphere and moods so your sound is like Bill, right? It's going to create that same sound and atmosphere that you get when you're listening to Bill Evans play. And Dr. Joe Gilman is going to give you his education on that, his process that he's created and put together. And again, go to jazzpianoschool.com/Bill Evans. to get on our mailing list to receive details about that. And again, you'll get the launch discount when we do release this in a couple of weeks. And again, that's going to be the course is going to be was filmed by a guest, by Dr. Joe Gilman, who's an amazing pianist. You can look him up on the internet, has tons of albums out. I highly recommend his Stevie Wonder album. And he played with Bobby Hutcherson for so long. And fantastic, fantastic pianist, gorgeous pianist. So that is the end of time. Remember, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Be sure to check out our blog post on Bill going over some block chord movements that he has before we release the specialty course. And again, if you're looking for the transcription, go to jazzpianoschool.com. If you're looking for the transcription of Time Remembered, go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast127. So thank you guys all for listening. As always, my name is Brendan Lowe, and happy practicing.